Hello. So I'm gonna do the questionnaire for ladies who squirt or ink, whatever the hell you wanna call it. I don't like calling it squirting, just it makes me think of other bodily functions that aren't so pleasant. It's actually my second take recording it, because I did record it while I was touching myself, and I wriggled around so damn much you couldn't even hear nothing, and sorry, but I love y'all a little bit more than to end up giving y'all a shitty audio. So, so I'm gonna do this again, and not fuck myself this time, because, like I said, last time I was wriggling so damn much, it wasn't even funny. And you really couldn't understand anything I was saying. Plus, I had it somewhere where it was, like, muffled, so, yeah. Anyways. So, yeah, this is, something that Scientific Oral Fun put out, and they were curious, you know, for science, of course. I often figure stuff out for science, too. They're curious about, you know, chicks who squirt. So, yeah. So, hopefully I can add to their collection of data for their scientific exploration. So, first question is, what age were you when you started? It was actually within the last 6 months, like, when I joined, like, around, like, between now and joining GWA, it was at some point between that, in that time frame, which has been about 6 or 7 months, because I think I joined in June. Yeah, anyways. So, around then, and I'm still 23, so, for about another month. So, yeah. Describe the first time we squirted. I didn't even realize I was doing it. Like, the first few times, I didn't realize that's what it was. Like, I thought I was either coming really, really, really fucking hard, or that I was peeing. So, yeah. Kitty, what's wrong? Sorry. Distracted by the kitty. So yeah, the first couple times, it was either, holy shit, I just, like, pissed everywhere, which would not have been cute, or it was, damn, it must have been a good orgasm. Sorry. and, yeah. Let's see, what triggers it, and how do you make it happen? You know, I know this is horrible, but I really don't know. Like, it's a couple different things. Like, it's a mixture of, like, me, like, you know, rubbing myself, and then, like, fingering myself, and occasionally rubbing up on the G-spot, too. So, I mean, it's really just a combination of those things, and other times it's just, you know, the intensity of maybe what I'm listening to while I'm masturbating. You know? So, it could be any number of things. Are there situations where you can't prevent it? Sometimes, I mean, like, typically anymore, my first orgasm is usually one where I squirt. And there's occasionally others, like, yeah, I tend to ink on the first orgasm more often than not now. And because I'm not a one-and-done type, I usually, it takes me, like, 10 to 20 orgasms before I'm completely sated. I tend to have the occasional one after that that's also one where I ink everywhere. Can you do it with an object still inside you, or do you have to pull it out? I could probably do it with it still inside me, but there wouldn't be much to point. I'd end up pushing it out anyway, so it's easier for me to just take it out. So, yeah. Do you do it during sex? I'm not sure. I haven't tried it during sex yet. It's only happened when I've masturbated so far. Has not yet happened during sex, though. It might have. Actually, I think it did when one of my exes went down on me. But, wow. That really would be awesome. Sorry. I really do need someone to go down on me. Seriously, are there any volunteers? Like, at all? Any noteworthy stories or incidents concerning it? Beginning of December, I hadn't really masturbated a whole lot during the previous month. And so, mainly because of work, because I was just so damn busy, it just wasn't happening. And one night I finally had the time to do so, and I inked 5 times in a row. Maybe it's just because it had been a while and I really, really needed it. I don't know for sure. But, yeah. So, it's about the only one I can think of. And finally, if you could choose to stop for the rest of your days to save on mess, would you? Fuck no. The mess is totally worth it. You know? Like, okay, granted, I do have to wash my towels more often, but at the same time, it's totally fucking worth it. Like, I wouldn't trade it for anything. So, yeah. I think that's it. You know? Yeah, I think that's it. So hopefully I will, see you all soon. Bye-bye.